Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with United States Congressman Dave Loebsack about the upcoming election. All right, so thank you very much for joining me today, Congressman Loebsack. So first I'll ask you to introduce yourself, what you do for a living, and any leadership experience that you have.
Well, thanks for having me on, Joe. Yes, I'm your congressman, and I have been for the past 10 years. I'm looking to be reelected this year. I'm on the Energy and Commerce Committee now in the U.S. House of Representatives, and that has provided me a real opportunity, especially to work on rural issues. I know those issues are very important to a lot of folks in my district. I have 24 counties, including Washington County and Jefferson County. The rural issues are very important, rural economic development issues. And one of the things that I've been playing a leadership role on is making sure that we get sufficient broadband out to folks in the rural areas. I just got a bill passed with a Republican that would help skilled nursing facilities, nursing homes, upgrade their broadband for their folks who are living there so they can stay in better contact with their kids, so they can engage in telehealth, medicine. And then I got another bill passed through the House with the Republican. It's not through the Senate yet, but hopefully it'll get through and the president will sign it. And that will free up some of these smaller internet service providers from some of the regulations that the FCC has tried to impose on them so they can commit their resources more fully to getting broadband out to as many people in the rural areas as possible. So those are two of the things that I've been playing a leadership role on. And in particular, when it comes to rural areas, that's got to be a focus of mine.
What is one thing that you would like to see changed with our government?
Well, I'd like to see less dysfunction, more cooperation, more getting things done in Washington, D.C. As you may know, since I've been in office, I have worked very, very hard with folks on the other side of the aisle. For example, in Iowa, to get the flood assistance that we needed after 2008 and to continue to work on that issue. When it comes to jobs, when it comes to any number of issues, I've worked across the aisle, especially in these rural areas, as I mentioned. You know, there aren't a lot of rural Democrats left in the U.S. House of Representatives. And since I have such a big area, I find common cause with Republicans quite a bit, whether it's the broadband issue or whether it's small hospitals, critical access hospitals, rural economic development more generally. And I think there are some of us in the U.S. House who actually our leaders could look to and say, hey, you know, you folks get things done, give us some tips, and I'm more than willing to do that.
In that same vein, what's one thing that you feel has worked well and you'd like to see continue?
Well, there's not a tremendous amount working well in Washington right now. You know, there are some of us who want to work together, and we do. We just need more of that at the leadership levels. We'll see what happens with the presidential election. But I'm concerned, you know, that dysfunction might continue. I hope not. But what happened last year is, I think last year, you know, we had a number of bills that did get passed. We passed a five-year transportation bill, which is good for infrastructure. Passed a number of tax extenders, especially for small businesses, but also then for low-income folks, made some of those tax provisions permanent in the tax code instead of doing it year by year. And I think that, you know, we can do some of that. We can get some tax reform, I think, next year. There are some things we can work on that I think both sides might have some things in common. So I'm going to do the best I can to provide whatever leadership role I can on that.
If reelected, what is your primary goal for moving forward?
Well, I think we've got to deepen the economic recovery that we've seen the past several years. It's been a weak recovery. We all know that. Wages have not been going up significantly at all. You know, we've got to do more to make things in America. Along those lines, we've got to do more to make sure that we train our workers so that they can take advantage of those 21st century jobs that we know are out there and we know we can do a lot better by. So we've got to make sure we do that, and I've been working on those educational programs and bringing manufacturers and others to the table and matching them up with the workers who need the skills and getting our community colleges and other programs to make sure that those folks have the skills. And I think that we can do that.
My final question is very simple but very important. Why should the voters choose you in the general election?
Well, you know, I never say that the voters should choose me. I ask for their votes. I think I have a track record of getting things done, working across the aisle, getting folks back to work, and I want to continue to do that and play that kind of a role. And I just ask folks to look at my record, and hopefully that'll convince them that when they go to the polls, either either on November 8th or preferably before November 8th in case we have a snowstorm or some such thing, that they'll vote for me, and I'm asking them to do that.
Any final remarks or things that you'd like to say to our listeners?
No, I always appreciate being on. I love coming to the area, as you know, and looking forward to continuing to make all those stops. You know, I make over 400 stops in my district a year, and many of them are in the area covered by your radio station. So I'm looking forward to coming back many times in the future.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Congressman Dave Lobsack. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.